One time the Baal Shem Tov called a chassid named Reb David, and he asks Reb David, "Reb David, I would like you to do me a favor." Oh, Reb David got excited to do a favor for the Baal Shem Tov, anything for his Rebbe. Oh boy, Kinalach, you should know that learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is the greatest thing in the world. But in Torah mitzvahs itself, the very special thing called Shimush Talmidei Chachomim. You do something for a Talmud Chochem. You do something for a tzaddik. This is the greatest thing of all. Who remembers that we had stories about Eliyahu Hanavi? Remember we just had stories about Eliyahu Hanavi? Now, we didn't go yet into the stories after the time of Eliyahu Hanavi, but he had a Talmud named Elisha. And Elisha did many, many miracles. In fact, whatever Eliyahu Hanavi did, Elisha did double. He had twice the koyach of Ruach HaKodesh of Eliyahu Hanavi. For example, Eliyahu Hanavi, we heard a story that he brought a dead person to be alive. He did Tchias HaMesim. You know how many times Eliyahu Hanavi did that? 8 times. Do you know how many times Elisha did that? 16 times. Good, somebody knows his numbers. Whatever miracles Eliyahu did, Elisha did double. So you can imagine what a big tzaddik was Elisha Hanavi. Now, when Elisha Hanavi passed away, they put on the place a big stone called a matseva. On the matseva, they write down special things that the person did. Now, do you know what they put on the matseva of Elisha? They put, Elisha poured water on the hands of Eliyahu Hanavi. He washed the hands of Eliyahu Hanavi. Now, did Elisha learn Torah? Yes, he learned a lot of Torah. Did Elisha do mitzvahs? Yes, he did a lot of mitzvahs. But of all the special things that Elisha did, what was the thing that they chose to put on his kever? That he poured water on the hands of Eliyahu, his Rebbe. In other words, to do something for a tzaddik, to do something for Talmidei Chachamim, this is the highest thing. And so Reb David got excited that he is going to do something for the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov says, Reb David, there's a faraway place called Bessarabia. You ever heard of Bessarabia? Of course. Everybody heard of Bessarabia? Well, in Bessarabia, I'll wait till it's quiet. Well, whoever has heard of Bessarabia has heard of Bessarabia because of its very famous, special, delicious, juicy grapes. Over there in Bessarabia grow the best, biggest, fattest, juiciest grapes that are made into wine. And the Baal Shem Tov says to Reb David, please go to Bessarabia and I would like you to be in charge of making for me wine. And he travels far away. Reb David now goes to Bessarabia, far, far away, and he gets busy to make the wine for the Baal Shem Tov. Now, as you probably know, Kenelach, there are many, many dinim and many special things about making wine, and the wine should be kosher for Kiddush and Havdalah and the Arba Koseis for Pesach. And especially, it should be very, very mehuder and very, very special for the Baal Shem Tov. One of the things of wine, it cannot be yain nesech. That means, kinalach, that a goy should not pour the wine or even see the wine. This is called yain nesech, and there's different kinds of dinim over here in making the wine. And of course, Reb David wanted the wine to be so special for the Baal Shem Tov, there should be no shilas at all, and it should be very, very special in all the dinim, very mehuder. So he himself, kinalach, first, he went to get the field for the grapes, and he watched every tree and every grape, how the workers picked it, and how they brought it in to make the wine, and it should be not chas shalom yain nesech. He was careful who the workers were, and he was careful. Who saw the wine and who didn't see the wine. And who touched the wine and who didn't touch the wine. It should be not yain nesech and no shail of yain nesech. And not even for a goy to see the wine. And finally he puts it into a barrel. And the barrel he seals up and closes up. And now he puts the barrel onto the wagon. And the wagon is going now back to the Baal Shem Tov. And all of this work took many, many days and a few weeks. And he is mamish watching the barrel day and night. And if they have to stop in a hotel, he's even sleeping with a barrel in his room. He's in one bed and the barrel's in the other bed. And he's watching the barrel. And the first thing he gets up in the morning, he looks at the barrel of wine to see everything's okay. And the seal is not broken. And this goes on finally until the wagon is already into the town of the Baal Shem Tov. And Reb David is getting so excited. Oh boy, pretty soon I'm going to give the Baal Shem Tov the wine that I was so careful to watch. And so careful that every din and every hitter should be kept. And now they go on the street of the Baal Shem Tov Shul. Oh boy, we're almost there. And he's watching the barrel. Even when he's walking, even when he's going, he's keeping his eyes on the barrel. He doesn't look out of the wagon at trees and birdies and the sky and the clouds. He's watching the barrel. Mamish's nose is right next to the barrel. He's watching it to see everything is okay. And now they come right parked in front of the Baal Shem Tov Shul. And he's getting ready to take down the barrel of wine to give to the Baal Shem Tov when all of a sudden he hears a voice.
Hey, Jid, Joe, what's in that barrel? I want to see it.
And all of a sudden he turns around and he sees, the town policeman. The town policeman. Ivan, the town policeman. Oh, now, Ivan is not a Yid.
Jid, what's in the barrel? I have to inspect it to see what you bring into this town. I see that you bring a big barrel into the town on the wagon, and I have to see what's inside. After all, if it's gold and silver and something good, you must pay the tax. You must give the police the tax.
It's just a barrel. Inside is...
What's in the barrel?
It's wine. Oh, wine, huh? I like a wine. I have to inspect the wine to see if it's good. And all of a sudden, the policeman took out his knife. He cut a hole in the barrel. He lifts up the barrel and starts to drink the wine from the barrel.
Nah, it's good. Good wine.
I'll drink a little bit more and that will be your tax. And he puts down the barrel into the wagon. Kinalach, do you know what just happened to this wine? When Ivan picked it up and he starts drinking the wine and he looks inside and he sees it's wine and he's lifting it up and he's pouring it into his mouth. He didn't have a becher and didn't have a cup. Do you know what just happened to this wine? It became yayin nesech. Can the Baal Shem Tov use this wine now? No. Oy vey. Of course, Reb David was completely broken up. All of his work, all of his hours of watching the grapes and the workers and the wine and the barrel and every part of the winemaking, watching and watching and watching day and night to make sure that everything goes good. And now it's completely ruined. Not one drop of this wine can be used. Oy vey. Weeks of his life down the drain. Oy vey. And he goes into the Baal Shem Tov crying. The wine. The wine that you made, that you asked me to make for you. I was so careful. I watched day and night. And it's ruined. It's ruined. The wine is no good. Oh, the Baal Shem Tov said to Reb David, and Kinalach, you see over here that the Baal Shem Tov wanted something over here even more than the wine. Do you know what the Baal Shem Tov wanted even more than the wine? He wanted to teach Reb David a lesson. He says, Reb David, who is the one who was really watching the wine? Of course, I sent you to be a mashgiach to make sure that everything should go good. But in the end, who is the one that is really the one that's in charge if everything does go good or if something happens, chas shalom, that it shouldn't go good? Who is the one who's in charge? Hashem. Reb David, yes, you tried to do everything. And I appreciate all of your work. But Reb David, you forgot one thing. You're not the one that's really in charge. You forgot to ask Hashem to help you the whole time. That Hashem, you should help you watch the wine. Hashem, you should help me watch the wine. I'm watching, but if Hashem doesn't help you watch, your watching doesn't work. And in fact, the Baal Shem Tov says, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kinalach. It says in Tehillim, Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, if Hashem is not going to watch over the city, Shav shokad shomer. The guard is watching the city. He's guarding to see that nobody is going to cause trouble in the city. But who has to help that guard watch? Hashem. And if Hashem doesn't help the guard watch, Kinalach, then all of his watching is not going to do anything. The same thing. The mezuzahs are on your house. Are the mezuzahs watching your house? Or is Hashem watching your house? If Hashem didn't give the koyach to the mezuzah to watch your house, the mezuzah wouldn't work. If Hashem wouldn't give the bracha and the hatzlacha to Reb David to watch the wine, he by himself doesn't watch the wine. Does Reb David have his own koyach to make sure everything goes good? Or Hashem gives the koyach and the bracha for everything to go good? Hashem. Kinalach, Reb David forgot that. He thought it was his own power and his own koyach that's going to either make the wine good or not. And the Baal Shem Tov is teaching him, no, it's up to Hashem. Everything's up to Hashem. If you remember about Hashem, that Hashem is the one who gives the bracha and the koyach, everything goes in a good way. If you forget that, and you feel it's you, then something could happen, and you see, it's not up to you. It's only up to Hashem. Now, we just had a story about the man watching the wine. And we know that it's not up to the man to watch the wine. He is only like a shliach that is trying to do his job. The main thing to make the job go and be successful is Hashem's bracha. And we told you a pasuk. And I'm going to tell you now the whole pasuk and another story. And now you really understand this idea when you don't only have just one story, you have two stories. But you have to be very quiet and really listen, because You know, Torah doesn't come just for nothing by itself without trying. When you try to understand something and you're listening and you work on it and you're putting some koyach in, then you get something out of it. It's not like eating a chocolate or drinking juicy. It's not that easy. Now, Ken Alach, the Pasuk said from Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim said, Ken Alach, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, if Hashem will not build the house, Shav Amlu Vainav boy. The builders are doing it for nothing. Builders cannot build a house just by themselves with their own koyach. If Hashem is not building the bay, if the house, if Hashem is not giving them the bracha to build the house, they will not build the house. It's not going to go. Then the last part of the pasuk, Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, if Hashem is not going to be the guard of the city, Shav Shakad Shoimer, the guards will not be able to do their job of guarding if Hashem is not going to guard first. Now listen to this story and you'll really understand this pasuk. There's a true story. There was once a great tzaddik and he had to have a very serious operation in the hospital. And it was a very, very big operation, serious operation. So they had to get the best doctor. And they found a very good surgeon to do the operation. However, this surgeon, he was a Yid, but he wasn't from. But also, he was a big Balgaiva. What means a big Balgaiva? He knew he was a very famous doctor. He knew he was a very good doctor. And he held himself proud of himself that he, with his own smartness and his own koyach, made the operation. Now we know, Ken Alach, that when you go to the doctor's office, of course there's a doctor there and you have to get a good doctor, you have to find a good doctor. But who is there in the doctor's office that's giving a bracha to the doctor to be able to be a good doctor? Malach Raphael, that's right. And Hashem, of course Hashem, but Hashem sends his Malach as his Shliach. So the power comes from Hashem through the Malach Raphael, and the Malach Raphael is working along with the doctor and giving him the bracha to be able to do his job as a doctor. In other words, the doctor doesn't do it by himself, but it comes from Hashem. This doctor, Ken Alach, did not think about Hashem, and he did not think about Malach Raphael, and he did not think about the help he's getting to be a good doctor. He used to say, I am a good doctor because I'm a good doctor. I'm doing it. I'm smart. I learned. I tried. I'm very smart. And he used to hold himself to be proud of himself. Of course, now it's coming Pesach, Ken Alach. Is this like a chametz or like a matzah? This is like a chametz. Big, puffy, balgaive. A matzah could be the same thing, you know. A matzah is also bread, just like chametz, but it's low. Now, this tzaddik still went to this doctor. The doctor did make the operation, and Baruch Hashem, the operation came out a success. It was a good operation, and the tzaddik was helped very much by this doctor. And now it came time after the operation when the tzaddik woke up and he was in his room and he was recovering from the operation. The doctor came in to visit his patient, the tzaddik. And the doctor, usually when he visited somebody after an operation, what he expected was the person should say, oh, thank you doctor, you saved my life. Or you made a good operation, or I feel much better, and the family would say, thank you, doctor, you did such a wonderful job, and the doctor would just be very proud. The tzaddik knew this, and the tzaddik wanted to, Well, we're learning the Haggadah now. Do you know by the Rasha? Now, I'm not saying that the doctor was a Rasha. I am saying, though, of course, that this point of not believing in Hashem and recognizing Hashem is the one who gives him the koyach, this is not a good thing. When the Rasha is asking the question to the father, what does the father do? It says he smashes the teeth of the son. Now, does it mean he really gets up and gives him a clap in the face, chas v'shalom? No. It means he gives him a very strong answer, a sharp answer, that somehow this Rasha should do tshuva and become not a Rasha, but a Chacham. Not that he means chas v'shalom to push him away and make him feel bad. That's why he has to be very careful in the answer. Now, this tzaddik, also kinalach, wanted to help the doctor to do tshuva. His main thing of what he's going to tell the doctor is not chas v'shalom to make fun of the doctor or put him down or push him down or make him feel bad. He wants to give him a strong answer, a shtach, in order that he should become closer to Hashem. Now listen to what he said. The doctor comes in, smiling, holding himself up, and he expected the tzaddik to say, thank you, doctor. And the tzaddik didn't say anything. He said, good morning. And the doctor says, aren't you going to thank me? I made the operation. How come you're not saying thank you? I made the operation. I saved your life. And the tzaddik says, thank you, doctor? Wait a minute. I'm not going to thank you. If I'm going to thank anything for the operation, I have to thank the tools that you used in the operating room. After all, doctor, how did you make the operation? Didn't you use tools? Which tools did you use? The doctor says, well, scissors and different kinds of knives and different kinds of needles and different kinds of shots. Well, different kinds of machines and things like that. So the tzaddik says, doctor, please bring all of the different tools that you used for the operation, the different scissors and the different kind of needles and the different kinds of needles and operating tools. Bring them in and bring the tray and let me thank them. I'll say thank you to the scissors. I'll say thank you to the knife. I'll say thank you to the needles. Say thank you to the medicine. Thank you to the machines. And the doctor laughs. What do you mean? How can you say thank you to these? These can't do by themselves. A scissors can't cut by itself unless I'm cutting with the scissors. The needle can't do anything by itself unless I'm putting in the needle with my smartness. The machine can't do anything by itself unless I'm working the machine with my smartness as being a doctor. By themselves, they're nothing. And the tzaddik smiled and he says, that's why I'm also not just thanking you. Because you yourself are like a tool. You yourself, doctor, cannot make the operation by yourself. You're like a scissors, or you're like a knife, or a machine in the operation. And without Hashem's smartness and Hashem's bracha that is going through you and giving you the koyach and hatzlacha, you also can't make the operation. That's why I didn't want to just thank you. I want to thank Hashem first. And of course, then I'm going to thank you for making the operation. The first thank you is from Hashem. You're only a shliach and a tool from Hashem. And you have to also thank Hashem. The first thing you realize, thank Hashem. Then I thank you. And that's the story. We learned in Pirkei Avos and Perek Aleph, Behave don es kol ha'adam l'chaf schus. Judge every person on a scale of good, of schus, which means this. Reuven looks at Shimon. Shimon did something.
And Reuven thinks to himself, I'm not exactly sure what Shimon is doing. It could be a very good thing, could be very bad. I'm not exactly sure. You could look at it two ways. Again, Allah, in such a way, the Mishnah says, judge a person that he's doing good, not bad. You don't know for sure. When you don't know for sure, and you could judge this way or that way, make sure you judge on the good way. Okay, now this is what it's saying, and here's a story that shows us about that. The true story. There was once Kinalach a Levaya. Of course, a Levaya is very sad. A Levaya means a person passes away, and now they're going to take him to bury him in the base of Kfaris. And of course, we know that this is a mitzvah. Halvoyas hameis. Not only it's a mitzvah, it's a very big mitzvah. All the people that are involved in helping a dead person are going for the covet of a dead person. It's called chesed shel emes, an emes a chesed. Because if you help a living person, maybe you're doing it for the mitzvah, but you could have in your mind, well, I'm helping them, and later on I'm sure they'll help me too. So you're really getting a little bit out of it for yourself, not just a pure mitzvah. But a levaya, of course, you're not going to get back a favor from the person because the person passed away. So any helping the person is mamash emes chesed, only for Hashem, mamash l'shem shemayim. And kinalach, a certain person passed away, and his friends and family and people were going to the levaya. Of course, the mitzvah is to walk at least 4 amos along with the people, with the levaya. And of course, if a person goes more, it's more of a mitzvah. And especially the close friends, they're not only going just 4 steps, they're going all the way to the base of Kfaris to put the person in the ground. All of a sudden, one of the men, who was a close friend of the man who passed away, he goes away from all the people before they got to the base of Kfaris. He turns away from the people going. Now remember one thing, before we go on with the story. In case there's a levaya, let's say people are shopping, people are working, it's a mitzvah to close the store, it's a mitzvah to stop working and to go out to the levaya. In other words, everything stops, and the main thing is to do the mitzvah and not go on with what you're doing. Even a person closes the store, and they go to the levaya, and then they come back and open it. That's how big a mitzvah a levaya is. Now, all of a sudden, one of the men, who was a close friend, he goes away from the line. And somebody sees him, and they think, oh, where is he going? Where could he be going? And all of a sudden, he goes into a store. A store that was open. Maybe it was a store owned by Goyim. Whatever it was a flower store. They sell flowers. They sell flower pots, all kinds of garden things. He goes into the store. Why did he go into that store? And the man who went in the store, he comes out holding a flower pot. Wait a minute. He went into the store to buy a flower pot. And then he goes the opposite way, down the road, the opposite way. Not towards the base of Kfaris with the levaya, back towards the other way, like he's going home. On the other way on the road was where the man lived. And his friend who saw the whole thing, he says, wait a minute, what's he doing? He goes away from the levaya to a flower store, a garden store. He buys a flower pot that you put flowers in, and he's going home to plant flowers? What is this? Instead of going to the levaya of his friend? What kind of a thing is he doing? Now, we're not going to have a chance to finish it today, maybe tomorrow. But over here we have exactly this case. The man who saw what's going on, does he know exactly what's happening, or he's thinking in his mind what's happening? In other words, he's thinking in his mind his friend went away from him, an important mitzvah. He went away from the covet of his friend to go to the levaya of his friend, to go just to take care of some ridiculous thing, to go plant flowers in a flower pot, and he's going home. Right? Isn't that what it looks like? Is that what it looks like is happening? Now, Kinnaloch, is that what it looks like is happening? Or is that what's really happening? Do we know what's really happening? Or it looks like that?
It looks like
that. Oh, in other words, we really don't know necessarily what's really happening. Maybe what's really happening is something different. Maybe you can't just go by what your eyes see and what your brain tells you. Maybe something different is happening. Now this is where the mitzvah of judging l'chaf schus comes in. In other words, maybe something else is happening. Don't get upset at your friend about what he's doing. Maybe he's doing something else. But of course, right now, it looks like he's doing something very not nice and very... In other words, not something that's fitting for the time. Right now, the time is to go to a levaya. He's doing something very not nice, it seems. Okay, tomorrow we'll see what's really going on, if there's something really going on different than what we're thinking right now.